Our beautiful devotion to the holy face of Jesus actually began on Calvary. It dates back all the way to the time when the pious Saint Veronica met our Lord on the way to Calvary and wiped our Lord's holy face during that awful journey. Now, the name Veronica cannot be found anywhere in the Gospels. Nowhere is it to be found. It is according to tradition, sacred tradition, that we know that her name was Veronica. A certain Father Ventura says that it is probable that she who received from the Savior the favor of wiping with her own hands the sweat and blood from his divine face is the same woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years and, in one of the Gospels of St. Luke, reached out to touch the hem of his garment and was cured. That was St. Veronica. So, after that incident in which she was cured, she was filled with gratitude. And therefore, she devoted herself completely to the service of Christ. And it is said that she, along with Mary Magdalene and the other holy women of Judea, followed our Lord throughout his public ministry and assisted him in all of his material needs, whether it was perhaps the meals or any of the other things. So they assisted him while he went from place to place preaching the gospel. It was Saint Veronica who was with our Lord on Palm Sunday as he entered triumphantly into Jerusalem. And it was also she who was one of those who appeared before Pilate in the Passion and defended Christ. Now imagine that. She was so bold and so brave that as everyone else was saying, "Crucify him," as they cried out, the high priest did, "May his blood be upon us and our children," there was one woman who was there to defend our blessed Lord. And that was Veronica. But above all of these things that we know of St. Veronica, it is certain that she was the one who met him on the way of the cross. One author, and this is a quote, says that after Jesus had quitted the praetorium of Pilate, laden with his cross and covered with the blood issuing from the wounds he had received during the scourging and from the crown of thorns, and had proceeded 450 steps on the path to Calvary, he approached a house which stood at the corner of a street. And some say that this house actually belonged to Saint Veronica. Now, when he came to this house, it was just after he had fallen the second time on his journey to Calvary. And Veronica saw our Lord from a distance, and seeing him suffer so much, she was filled with compassion, and she went out to meet our blessed Lord. And after removing the veil that she wore on her head, you know the story, she gave it to our Lord so that he might wipe his face, which was all bathed with blood and sweat. And then Christ gave it back to her afterwards, leaving upon it, as a gracious reward for her act of charity, the image of his holy face. Now, many people don't know this, but the image on this veil was so complete and so perfect that you can even see the mark that was made by the hand which struck our Lord on the face in the Passion. It picked up the mark of that hand. When this precious relic was given back to her by our Lord, she preserved it most carefully in her home. I'll read you what I thought to be one of the most beautiful quotes on this saint that I've ever read. One author says, addressing Saint Veronica, "O heroic woman, thou art incomparable. Thou hast no equal upon earth. At the very time when the whole universe conspired to gather against the life of its Savior, at the very moment when God the Father abandoned him into the hands of sinners, and when the angels of peace wept bitterly over him, without being able to help him, at the very hour when the apostles forsook, betrayed, and denied him, at the very time when his dear mother, the Blessed Virgin, by fainting away, had profoundly afflicted him, at the very time when the whole city of Jerusalem demanded his death and crucifixion, at the very time when it was a crime and a sacrilege for the Jews to recognize in him a holy man, thou didst revere him as thy Messiah. Thou didst adore him as thy God. Thou gavest him his refreshment and consolation in the midst of his greatest enemies. Thou didst, of a truth, merit an immortality of glory, both in time and in eternity. That is a very beautiful quotation about her. And she is truthfully a model of reparation and a powerful advocate with the holy face of Jesus. Now, as I said, she was the first to honor our Lord's holy face. But this devotion, which she started, would be spread from Jerusalem to Rome first, and then on to the whole Catholic Church. And the story goes this way, that Saint Veronica was actually summoned to the eternal city of Rome with the veil that she had, and she was ordered there by Caesar and a very well-known and powerful soldier whose name was Volusian. Now, the emperor of Rome was very ill and was bedridden, but he had heard from Pontius Pilate the stories about the miracles that our Lord had worked. And so the emperor sent ambassadors from Rome to Judea in the hopes of obtaining a cure for himself. Now, when the ambassadors came to Jerusalem, they found that Jesus was already crucified, and that he had already died. And then the Jews come into the picture. They began to tell the ambassadors that indeed Jesus had been put to death, but that when he was buried, his disciples came and carried his body away, that there was no miracle of the resurrection. But who else was there? It was our bold and brave Saint Veronica. And she speaks up most boldly, defending the honor of our Lord and the truth of his resurrection before all of the Jews. And then she showed the Roman ambassadors the very veil that had imprinted on it our Lord's holy face. And she told the ambassadors, I will go with you to Rome, and I promise you that when the emperor sees this image, he will be immediately cured. So again, a bold prophecy. She was always the bold one. And no sooner did she come into the presence of the emperor and showed him the holy image than he was immediately cured. From that point on, the emperor had a great reverence for Saint Veronica. Now, upon her death, Veronica would leave this holy relic with the church, and it is kept, I believe, now in Rome. Many miracles have been worked through the veil of Saint Veronica, but perhaps the most famous is the one that takes place in Rome. You can read about it in today's bulletin. I urge you to do that. It's called the Miracle of the Vatican. Now, all this being said, devotion to the holy face of Jesus is simply this. It is to make reparation to Christ for the insults and the blasphemies and the sacrileges that he suffered in his face because of our sins. So when the soldiers slapped him, when they beat him with reeds, when they crowned his precious brow with thorns, we are making reparation for all of those awful deeds that he so willingly received for the great love of us. And there are many graces and many promises that are attached to devotion to the Holy Face. But the one that I remind you the most of is when our Lord said that if you're devoted to my Holy Face, then I will settle all the affairs of your household. Why do I mention this one? Because all of us have a family member that has gone astray, lives a life of sin perhaps, or has abandoned the faith, or is in the Novus Ordo. I know of almost no one that doesn't have at least one of those sad things going on in their family. If you're devoted to the Holy Face of Jesus, he has promised to settle the affairs of your house. And that is who we count on for our parish here. Should there ever be any little problems or fights or anything like that, I want you to turn to the Holy Face to settle it, to settle the affairs of this household, the household of Almighty God. Now, how should you show devotion to the Holy Face? Well, first of all, the prayers, particularly the Golden Arrow Prayer, where you can join us on Friday evenings as part of benediction to say the perpetual novena to the Holy Face. It's a very beautiful devotion. Above all, simply contemplate the image of the Holy Face of Jesus. We have several here. There's one on the altar, there's another shrine here, and another here. Take some time today, during Mass or after, to just sit and contemplate the blood-filled face of our loving Savior. It is meant to inspire you with a greater faith, greater hope, a greater love for God, and also the fortitude to do your penances this Lent, to make sacrifice for Almighty God. Another devotion that we can do is to perform acts of charity. Whenever we console someone else who is either suffering or ill, then we are, in a sense, consoling our Lord, just as Veronica did. Lent is coming. Penances are being made obligatory, such as the fasting. And then we make our own resolutions for different penances that we want to perform. How is it then that we always seem to fall short, to forget our resolutions, or to ignore them altogether? The reason for this, I believe, is that we regard God as a very distant being who is far off in another galaxy, and who is almost a pretend figure, when in reality, he is close by, witnessing everything that is going on now. He knows your thoughts, and he is most near to those who suffer. You must perform your sacrifices this Lent as if our Lord were right here, right now, watching you, doing them to prove your love for Almighty God. If you do them for a person whom you love, then all of the penances that you will do this year will become lighter and sweet. But as long as we regard him as a far off and distant being, we'll have yet another bad Lent. Finally, we live in a world today where Jesus and his laws are mocked. They're mocked in the name of freedom, I don't have to go through the list of things that are being done today. But they are terribly disgusting against even the very natural law. But despite all that God has done for us in His passion, He is constantly, even today, being spat upon, mocked, and scourged by the rebellion of the whole world this time, not just the Jews, as in the Passion, but by the whole world. But there must be Veronicas in our day too, who will, in the midst of all of the persecutions and all of the enemies, be bold enough and brave enough and love God enough to go out in the midst of all the enemies and to console our Lord by wiping His face, by our penances, by our fidelity to His divine laws, and by correcting those who do not follow those laws. So resolve then this Lent to be another Veronica. Each penance you do will indeed console our Lord and make up for some past sin that had offended Him and for which He had suffered so much in His passion. And let us finally invoke the bold and brave Saint Veronica to give us the grace of being loyal this Lenten season to our blessed Lord and His holy face. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.